Hello, and welcome back to the Calm and Connected podcast. I'm your host, Janine Halloran, and today I wanted to focus on some ways that we can encourage our teens to take deep breaths. So in the past, I've done a few episodes on deep breathing and the importance of deep breathing with shapes, deep breathing, really focused on ways to help younger students and children be able to take deep breaths. But I wanted to take a few moments and highlight some strategies that would work best for teenagers. So over on copingskillsforkids.com, I actually have a whole page dedicated to lots of ways to take deep breaths. And I have a few also in the Coping Skills for Teens workbook that are really focused on teenagers. So here are a few that I really like to use with my teen clients. The first thing I like to do with my teen clients is use GIFs or videos to help them take deep breaths. So this one is an example from the Calm app. So they have a YouTube video called Breathe Bubble. And so the bubble just moves in and out and you can breathe along with the bubble. There are also GIFs that you can use that are different shapes that will expand to breathe in and contract to breathe out. So that's another way that you can encourage your teens to take a deep breath. I've done this with my clients where I've actually sent them the GIFs in their texts. So that way they have it on their phone whenever they need it. So they can access it if they're having a hard time, if they're in the car, if they're, you know, someplace where they just need to take a few deep breaths and don't know how to do it or need a little bit more structure around it, they can use the GIF. Something else that I really like to use with teens especially is 4-7-8 breathing. So this breathing really emphasizes the longer breath out, which is supposed to help people get out of fight, flight, or freeze and back down to rest and digest a little bit quicker. So the way that you do 4-7-8 breathing is you breathe in through your nose for four counts, you hold it for seven, and then you breathe out for eight, and then exhale through the mouth. So this one is really helpful, especially if people are in the middle of a panic attack. The only thing is it can be really hard for people to breathe out for eight counts and hold for seven counts. For me specifically, I know that this one is a little bit harder for me because of the asthma that I sometimes experience throughout the day or my life. So it makes it a little bit harder for me to have that hold and that breath out. But for some people, it really works. So again, it's up to people that you're working with. It depends on, you know, their medical issues, what works for them, what feels good for them. And, you know, good practice to start with just a few of these breaths, just start with four and see how that feels, and then potentially move up the ladder to maybe doing eight breaths at a time. But some people really swear by 4-7-8 breathing to help them go to sleep at night. Again, it's just up to the client that you have in front of you, what works best for them, and how will it make them feel. Ocean breathing is another strategy I like to use with my teenagers because I like them to be able to visualize the ocean and having the waves come in and breathe in and watching the waves go out and breathing out. So just imagining that they're breathing as they're watching the ocean waves come in and out. It's great visualization, especially for kids who really love the ocean and love the beach. It can be really soothing and calming for them to think about ocean breathing. And one last one, you know, I think it's super simple to just even use numbers. So to have teenagers breathe in one, breathe out two, breathe in three, breathe out four, breathe in five, breathe out six, breathe in seven, breathe out eight, breathe in nine, and breathe out 10. So those are four of my favorite ways to teach teens how to take deep breaths. And I also wanted to share some scripts for you of places where you can go and actually have an audio script where teenagers can listen to it and then be able to take deep breaths along with the script. So, you know, there's great apps like Calm and Headspace. And if you are an educator, I think you can get a free account at both of those places. Relax Melodies and Insight Timer both have free versions of their app. I think Relax Melodies has a paid section as well, where you can get expanded sort of scripts and different sounds and everything like that. So those are some of the apps that I really like to use with teens. And in terms of going to websites to find some places, I really like innerhealthstudio.com, mindfulnessexercises.com, and positivepsychology.com/mindful-breathing has some great resources as well over there. I will list all of those resources in the show notes and link to those websites so that you can see what they are like. If you have any suggestions for deep breathing, I'd love to hear from you. If you want to just email calm@JeaneHalloran.com. That would be great. I'd love to hear from you and get your ideas for deep breathing. I'm always adding more ideas to that deep breathing page on coping skills for kids. So I'd love to add yours. So feel free to email me and share your deep breathing ideas with me. If you like this podcast, please think about sharing it with your friends and colleagues and giving us a rating or review wherever you listen. And one last thing, please don't forget about yourself. Take a few minutes, have a little fun, and have an awesome day.